Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1355. This is your host Danny Pena, and for this week, we're gonna have a special short episode, which I recorded during Summer Game Fest. And this episode, it's all about Dune Awakening. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview. It was a great, great time recording this. And I really enjoyed the stuff that the devs showed us behind closed doors of the upcoming MMO game. So I can't wait to finally play it. So, but in here, we talked a lot about the game, you know, things that you do. And for those that never watched the movie, all that good stuff. So stay tuned for that. Now, this is a short episode. Next week, 4th of July weekend is popping up. 4th of July, I mean. So most likely we're going to be taking that week off. But I'll be back the 14th of July. The reason is I'm going out of town. I'm going to visit family. I'm not going to be here to record. Plus, P's out of town and all that stuff. So don't worry. We'll be back. But I am planning to record some content with Rihanna because she also got to check out some games. And we're going to be talking about it on the future episode, the next episode of GTR. So make sure to stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, get ready because there's a lot of content coming up. There's a couple surprises I'm working on. That's going to be exclusive for GTR. So stay tuned for that. All right, everyone, enjoy this short episode. Remember to check out our past episodes. Go right now to gamertagradio.com. Also, if you have any comments and questions about the podcast or anything that's happening in the gaming industry, this is how you could contact us, and we could put it on the next episode of Fan Mail. So send us questions. Send us questions. And this is how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, enjoy the episode. And until next time, I'm out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
My name is Jeff Gagne. I'm the world director on Dune Awakening.
All right. And I noticed a lot of people that are fans of this game. Well, actually, the movie, right? And this is going to be the first time that they're going to be playing this. you said very, very soon during Behind His Closed Doors. Just soon. So it does this relate to the movie and the books?
Yes and no. So yes, because of course the universe is the same, right?
Okay.
Where the player will be dropped on Arrakis, so they will feel and try to survive the planet that we've seen in the books, that we've read, and that we've seen in the movies. But as the video we shown a couple of days ago, the game is set in an alternate timeline. So Paul Atreides doesn't exist. Jessica followed the order of the Bene Gesserit, so she had a daughter instead. Dr. Yui got framed before, so the attack on Arrakeen failed. And then now, basically, instead of the Atreides being nuked, we have both house fighting for the control of spice on Arrakis.
And why that approach? Why do it different than the books and the movies?
Mainly because there's... For us, it was really important to make sure that a lot of great characters that we have in the books and in the movies, well, they die really fast, right?
Very fast.
And this allows us basically, it gives us the power to make sure that the people will be able to meet the character that they like. For example, Duke Leto is alive in our timeline. Okay. So you can go as a player and go to Arrakeen and see Duke Leto. And the other thing that allows us also is to make sure that we can have both main house faction on the planet, right? Because really fast in the movie, Atreides get nuked and then they're gone and it's just Arcanon, right? Mm-hmm. So now because of the alternate timeline, we can also have both main house on the planet.
Yeah, and why MMO? Why you guys decided to make an MMO game instead of just like a traditional RPG single player experience?
Well, basically, it was to make sure that we took all the knowledge that we've done at Funcom in the past, because Funcom have been working on MMO for a long time with Anarchy Online and Age of Conan, and then they also made a survival game with Conan Exile, and we basically wanted to set the bar higher and take both of the knowledge that we had on both type of games and merge them together.
And what are the things that you guys learned from those games that you were like, you know, we should add something new into this one?
Well, we wanted to make sure that we could expand on the survival genre, right, with the MMO side of things. So as talked in the past by Joel and showed here today, but we have more than one map. Right, the classic thing with survival game that we've learned in the past is we're pretty good at working and creating one world in a single map. Why not having more than one thing, right? And then bring the bigger scale of MMO to the game that we have right now.
See, a couple of months ago, I know you guys had an event at the WB Studios. Great event, by the way. And that was my first time actually watching anything Dune related. After I watched your presentation and I got to see the movie, made me want to go back and watch the first one. So now I'm really into it. So I'm really excited to try out the game.
That's good.
But there's a lot of people that probably have never watched Dune. So like, they come in, first time playing this, do they have to know about the story?
Absolutely not.
This is something where anybody could just pick up and play.
Absolutely. For people who don't know Dune, they're going to set in, it's a survival game, so they're going to start from nothing and grow from there.
Yeah.
And they're going to learn the story that we have in our game, which is, like I said a bit before, we have an alternate timeline, right? So they're going to get involved in the story that we have in there. For the people who know Dune, they will recognize the locations. They will recognize the character they will meet at some point. Mm-hmm. So we have good things for both. People who don't know Dune at all and people who know a lot of it.
Yeah. And have you seen the reaction of people when you guys show the trailer a couple of days ago and explains of that this has nothing to do with the movie or books? The reaction of the fans, of Dune fans, how's it been?
It was surprisingly pretty positive.
That's good. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people on the official Discord talking about it, and a lot of people were like, well, that makes sense, right? Because like I said before, right, it's like, well, it's way better because now people are not dead.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we can meet them.
And now it's a totally different timeline. It's a different story. Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Exactly.
So, all right, I'm in the world. How many players can I potentially see? Is this something where, hey, can we join together? Is it something just solo or attacking each other to get their items or what?
It's an MMO, right? So I will not go too much into detail on the numbers because we have the next Dune Direct coming on the 20th of June.
Oh, awesome.
And we're going to talk a lot more into detail about that. So I'm not going to spoil what Joel is going to talk
about.
It's okay. Right?
Stay tuned.
But, yeah, exactly. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. But it's an MMO, right? So you can meet a lot of other players and you can play with a lot of your friends, and there's a PvP. There's a lot of PvP in the game. And if you don't like PvP, you can only play PvE if you want to. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. You can also play solo, but that's an MMO, right? So you will be online and you will meet other players.
But what is it you like from your, like, when you play this game?
Personally?
You're more teaming up or like,
I'm solo. Solo PvE.
Why is that?
Lone wolf. I don't know. I just like that. When I play game in general, even other MMOs and stuff like that, I play alone for a long time. And then when I know the game, then I group up.
That's it. I know during the presentation, you guys showed that you go to like different locations, different worlds. Tell us a little about that for those that haven't seen that part.
Yes, we have a lot of different, I'm the world director, like I said at the beginning, right? So we have a lot of different biomes in the game that you can explore. You have a lot of different maps that you can explore. Mm-hmm. So Joel talked a bit about that in the past. And I think on the June 20th also, he's going to talk a bit more about this, right? So we have a lot of, the thing that I wanted to make sure is that, yes, it's a desert. Yes, it's Arrakis. But we took a lot of inspiration from the real world and also from Frank Herbert books when he was talking about Arrakis. It's not like the Sahara Dune, just rolling sand and rock everywhere. So we took a lot of inspiration from real world location to make sure that the desert is really appealing to traverse and has a lot of different things to find in different locations.
And what was the most exciting thing about working on this project for you?
Oh, I think it was the challenge to make a desert appealing. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's I've worked on many games before, and when I joined, I was like, okay, we have to take a desert that is dry and gray and brown.
Sure,
make it great, right?
So yeah,
that was the funnest part.
Yeah. It, like when you get to see the world, it looks exactly like the Dune world from the movies. And now, was there anything that you guys inspired from the old Dune from like the 80s? Was there anything from that, or it was just more like the current? Current from that.
Well, since we took a bit of inspiration, I'm not gonna go too much into detail to not spoil too much stuff, right?
Sure.
Of course, we're working with Legendary, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're working with the Herbert Estate also. So, of course, we're highly influenced by Denis Villeneuve movie for the most part. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we also took some liberties to make some twists, because in the movies everything is pretty low saturated. You know, it's a desert.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just a lot of hidden areas too, right? I know you guys were showing like caves and stuff where you could find items. Now, are those items random? Is that something where maybe like a mission, everybody will get those same items so they go together or something like that?
We have some randomness. We have some really specific things you can find at the really specific place. But it's for the player to explore and make sure that they can find a lot of different things in different places. So you're going to learn when you play where to find different things, and you're going to explore these locations to find the stuff. But it's never 100% always the same thing, right? So we want player to come back to the same location and maybe find something else.
Content, character creation. Can you talk about a little bit about that?
I can talk a bit of character creation. Yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know people like to create their own and like to take their time. You know. So how's that for?
Yeah,
this
we game? Have Tasha. She's right here, right? Our PR. She's our resident character creator. She loves spending hours in there, right? We have a pretty strong character creation. Yeah. You can do it to a lot of details. Everything that you've seen on any other games, you know, lots of sliders and things like that to make sure that the character that you create is unique to what you want, right?
Yeah. No, awesome, man. Well, I just want to say thanks for the opportunity. I can't wait to play. Now, I know this is not announced or anything like that. Is there an opportunity, maybe a console version? Like, I know this is more PC, but people sometimes don't have a PC. Is there an opportunity
I cannot talk about it right now.
Okay, well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. There's going to be more info about that soon also.
Awesome, man. But thanks a lot, man.
That was a pleasure.
No
problem. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Quick! choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.